months ago, right here on this program, Steve Bannon was here. He's here from time to time. The host of War Room and the former chief White House strategist said two things. He said Hillary Clinton was going to get into this race, and he said Michael Bloomberg was going to get into this race. And everybody said, it's not possible. Was possible, and he was right. Bloomberg's in, and Bloomberg's talking about picking up Hillary as his running mate. You know, the Drudge put that out there, put his own name to it, and people were not scurrying to deny it, which means it's good as gold. All right? Well, here's Steve Bannon talking about the accuracy of the report of Hillary stepping up to be VP, and he says the same thing about Matt Drudge. If he puts his name on it, it's real. It's bite number 11, bite 11. Go.
Matt Drudge put his name on this yesterday. This was original reporting from Matt Drudge. If Drudge puts his name on something and there hasn't been any denials, it's money good. I'm not saying it's going to happen, and Matt Drudge is not saying it's happening, but there are clearly discussions going on. You really haven't had a denial from the Bloomberg camp, and you certainly haven't had a denial from the Hillary Clinton camp. And I think this goes back to the heart of why the Democratic Party has lost its way. The Democratic Party does not understand today, 8 months from Election Day, why they lost 2016. They don't understand about managed decline of our elites. They don't understand why Donald Trump won. They don't understand the message of Donald Trump. They've spent 3 years trying to destroy him. They failed to destroy him. 8 months from the election, they have nothing. So then now they have a moderate Republican mayor oligarch of New York combining with a globalist, a multi-time failure presidential candidate to try to do a combination. And I think that this shows you the desperation of the Democratic Party.
I agree with that. It does show the desperation of the Democratic Party, but here's the bigger problem. So desperate were they. They brought in Michael Bloomberg, who has turned out to be a disaster. His comments on women, his comments on minorities, his comments on the border, on stop and frisk, all of this has become a disaster. Steve Bannon also points out how instrumental Bloomberg's money has been in the pursuit of Donald Trump. He said this is not about running for president. This is about a vendetta on Michael Bloomberg's part, a vendetta on Hillary Clinton's part. Bite 12, go.
Things they can fix right away.
Trump wouldn't be impeached if Michael Bloomberg hadn't put the $100 million up for the dirty 30 for those House seats. That, you know, this shows you that they have been thinking this through and that there was always going to be a reaction to Bloomberg buying the Democratic Party. He's doing a leveraged buyout of the Democratic Party. And the people, you know, there was going to be a counterreaction. He's trying to get in front of that by, you know, co-opting the Clintons now and working with the Clintons. The Bernie movement have to understand now they are detested and despised as the deplorables are in the Trump movement. And I think this is a wake-up call for all of Bernie's people to say, hey, we are detested by Bloomberg. We're detested by the Clintons. Here we are, the front runner. They don't give us any respect. The liberal media doesn't give us any respect. I think the Bernie people now have to start to look for Donald Trump as their voice.
You know, and here's the problem now that Bloomberg has made the debate stage. Does he really want to be there? Let's be honest. He is despised by Bernie. He is despised by Joe Biden. He is despised by everybody on that stage. He's going to be a pinata out there. Michael Bloomberg, welcome to the stage. Congratulations on buying your way in. $400 million spent. You've made it to the debate stage. For Wednesday, that's tomorrow, the debate stage in Nevada. I'm actually going to stop and watch this one because I want to see how ugly it gets. But here's the real problem for the Democrats. So says Steve Bannon, and this is an important takeaway. And then we're going to get to Bloomberg's bad comments. But he says, and I agree, the Democrats still have not learned the lesson of Donald Trump and why the middle class fled the Democrat Party in 2016. It's bite 13 with Bannon. Go.
Here's the important point. They haven't learned the lessons of Trump. All they've done for 3 years is try to destroy President Trump. They haven't tried to work with him to take the country forward. They haven't tried to work with him on trade. They haven't tried to work with him on you know, bringing jobs back to America.
Yeah. They haven't done any of this. They haven't worked on bringing jobs back. They've attacked Trump because it's a vendetta. That's what they're working on. And what about all of these questions about Bloomberg's comments to female employees? Oh, you're pregnant. Are you going to kill it? and all of the sexual comments about how to deal with clients. Maybe you should strip naked and F them and get the deal to happen and all of these sorts of things. And then you have whataboutism. Well, what about Donald Trump? What about what he said? Bannon artfully disarticulates that argument quite easily, in fact. It's the last bite from Bannon. Bite 14. Bite 14 with Steve Bannon. Go.
Different than President Trump's kind of offhand remarks, the locker room talk of President Trump would say triggered him and they went nuts.
Yeah.
The problem with these Bloombergs, it's premeditated and it's cruel. What he said to these women about aborting their children, what he said to women about their looks, what he said to these women about the African-American nannies, this was cruel, it was premeditated, and it's over years and years and years. This is not offhand comments in locker room talk. And that's why you're going to have a gut check with the Democratic Party.
A gut check with the Democrat Party. Wednesday night's debate stage in Nevada, I'm actually going to watch. Very exciting to watch. And the polling numbers are, I'm going to give you the latest polling numbers here. The Nevada Democratic Presidential Caucus. Bernie Sanders, 35%. That's a 19-point lead over Elizabeth Warren, who stands at 16%. By the way, Bloomberg doesn't even make the top six in Nevada. So that's a huge deal. Let's see. Another Nevada poll has Sanders leading by 7. But in the brand new poll from Marist, Michael Bloomberg is in second place. Bernie's at 29%. Bloomer is at 19%. And he's in the debate. And I'm telling you, not a place he wants to be. He is despised. He is a guy that is buying his way in. His ads have become ubiquitous on social media, on the television, on the radio. He's a billionaire trying to buy himself a place at the table to run for president. It doesn't sit well with anyone, Democrats or anyone else for that matter. It's the Steve Gruber Show.